Lesson 4, exercises for flip falsetto vocal type. Okay, let's get started. Remember, your job is to do the exercises as demonstrated. They work and will cause wonderful results in your singing. As previously mentioned, these exercises are not vocal warm-ups. They cause an effect on the vocal cords. That's why they're known as cause and effect exercises. The effect on the vocal cords is that you sound better. The exercises are designed to bring the vocal cords together, adjust as the pitch moves up and down, and keep the larynx down. I prepared special instructions in this video about these exercises that will help you every time you do these and others like them. They'll establish a foundation of vocal technique that will give you an advantage others have not had. Don't be fooled by the simplicity of the exercises. They are extremely powerful and effective in transforming your voice, regardless of your experience level. There are three primary reasons for doing these exercises. One, to keep the larynx down, which eliminates the crack and the flip. Two, enable the vocal cords to adjust from chest into head voice. And cause the deeper adduction of the vocal cords to maintain a connected tone from bottom to top and back again. Don't worry about how to accomplish all this. Just focus on doing the exercises as I demonstrate. This will cause the vocal cords to adjust appropriately and the tone to stay connected. Bubble lips. Why bubble lips? Well, it keeps the larynx down. It introduces a feeling of resonance shifting and the vocal cords adjusting from low notes, chest voice, to high notes, head voice, and back down to chest. It sounds like this. Here are some success tips. Do it with a dopey sound. In other words, instead of, you want to kind of be a little bit like the town clown, and let it go into that hooty sound as you go higher, rather than pinching it. Lean firmly into the sound, both ascending and descending back to chest. By that I mean, rather than being too breathy or too light. If at all possible. Last of all, do the medium to medium soft. We'll do these on a five-tone scale. Why five-tone scales? Every time we do a five-tone scale, it's both to make it easier and harder. It's an easy scale because the interval from one note to the next is a half or a whole tone. So it's easier to get the pitch. The hard part, it's difficult to hide problems when you sing pitches adjacent to each other, one after the other. Now, men will go first, then the ladies. Men will begin on the G3 and end on the F4, F sharp 4. Ready, men? Begin. Ladies begin on the C4 and end on the C5. Sounds like. Ready, ladies? Begin. Thank you. 1/2 scale. Why? Every time we do this scale, it's to experience the transition from chest, middle, and head voice, and back to chest. It's also easier to sing the higher pitches when we have the momentum of the longer scale behind us. Each exercise will require a slightly different vocal coordination, and you'll have to learn to do it in a different way throughout this course. Men first, then the ladies. Men will begin on the B2 and end on the F-sharp 3. Ready, men? Sounds like... Ready, begin. Ready, ladies? Begin on the F3 and end on the C4. It sounds like... Ready, ladies? Begin. Tongue trill. Why? The same reasons as the bubble lips, plus to free up the tongue. If the tongue suddenly stops, it's because likely that you're using it to adjust for the pitch. This will stop the tongue. Concentrate on keeping the tongue trilling. All the pitch changes occurs within the level of the vocal cords, not with the tongue. It sounds like this. Now we use the same pitches as before. If you can't do a tongue trill, do the exercise with goo. Goo, 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 goo. That's yours, guys. Ready? Begin. Ready, ladies? Begin. All right, guys, 1/2, starting on the B2. Ready? Begin. Ladies, starting on the F3. Ready? Begin. Exaggerated nay. Why? This exercise does several things to help stop the flipping into falsetto. First, it lightens the chest voice so it's easier to adjust through the transition into head voice. And second, you get a deeper contraction in the upper range to maintain the connected tone. By deeper contraction, I mean the depth of the vocal cord increases, and so it keeps you out of the falsetto. Sounds like this. Nay, 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 nay. Now, once you're able to maintain the connection through these exercises, you can discontinue the exaggerated sound. Some success tips in doing this exercise: reduce the loudness by half. That's the number one mistake all of us make when we're first starting, is we do it too hard, too loud. Make each note consistent with all the others, and stay exaggerated just enough to maintain the connected tone. In other words, nay, 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 nay. If I said nay, 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 that's going in the falsetto. We're letting it go into that lighter place, which we're trying not to do now with these exercises. Nay, 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 nay. First the guys, then the ladies. We'll begin on the same pitches as before. Five tone guys. Nay, 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 nay. Ready? Begin. Ladies, begin on the C4.
Nay, 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 nay.
Ready, ladies? Begin. Octave repeat scale. Why? We do this scale to strengthen the repeated notes. In other words, as we repeat each note in the bridge, we're strengthening the coordination of the vocal cords and the resonance in this area of the voice. This makes them stronger and more consistent. It sounds like this.
Nay, 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 nay.
When doing this scale, put your hand on your chest. What happens to the vibration when the notes go from low to high and back down again? Can you feel it? Because you feel the vibration in your chest,
nay, nay, nay,
we call it chest voice. When the vibration moves up, we lose the feeling in the chest because it's going into our head. Because the vibration is in our head, in the head cavity, we call it head voice. Men first, then the ladies. Men begin on the A3 and end on the E3.
Nay, 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 nay.
Ready, men? Begin.
Thank you.
Ladies begin on the E4 and end on the A3.
Nay, 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 nay.
Ready, ladies? Begin. One and a half scale. Men first, then the ladies, on the same pitches as before.
Nay, 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 nay.
Ready, guys? Begin. Now, ladies, beginning on the same pitch as before, the F3.
Nay, 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 nay.
Ready, ladies, begin. Dopey Gee. Why? Often a singer will flip into falsetto because the larynx is coming up. The dopey sound activates the muscles below the larynx and pulls or imposes it down. This helps maintain the adduction of the vocal cords as you do the exercises. It counteracts the rising larynx and keeps it closer to your speech level. The dopey sound will allow you to lower the larynx. Once you're able to sing without this imposition of the larynx, you should discontinue the dopey sound. It sounds like this. So just say duh, duh. You can feel your Adam's apple move down.
Duh.
Not just duh, but
duh. So you do that dopey sound with the exercises.
It could go into falsetto, and that's not where we're going for here. We don't want to let that larynx come up, so maintain that dopey sound and let it go a little bit on the hollow side, as you go higher. So in other words, it sounds kind of hooty or hollow, as opposed to and, you know, so much pressure, it's going to crack or flip in the falsetto. So maintain that dopey sound. Or the. Or ladies.
Stay dumb the whole time.
Yeah, the problem is sometimes we just let go. Because it's a habit. Don't let go of it. Or we squeeze it. Those are all off limits. We'll begin now with a five-tone scale. Men first, on the same pitches as before. Ready, guys? Ready, begin. Thank you. Now the ladies, beginning on the C4. Ready, ladies? Begin. Now the octave repeat scale, guys. Ready? Begin. Ladies, up here. Ready? Begin. One and a half scale, guys, on the same pitches as before. Ready? Begin. Now the ladies. Ready, ladies, begin. Squeaky door. Why the squeaky door? Well, first of all, it sounds like this. Can you imagine the squeaky door? This exercise was designed to separate the vocal cord, which is here, from the extrinsic muscles that pull the larynx higher, which often results in a sudden break in the falsetto. So how to do the exercise? Place your thumb here and swallow. Can you feel the muscle pushing out as you swallow? We want to do this exercise without activating the swallowing muscle. So it sounds like this. I'll turn sideways so you can watch. If I swallow, you can see that muscle activated. I'll try and do now the exercise. The squeaky door exercise, and there's three phases without activating that muscle. So we want to do the exercise. Without grabbing it. It's a challenge, but if you master this, you'll begin doing these, you'll start singing without having the involvement of the outer muscles squeezing and pinching. When you're doing this, the larynx stays virtually unmoved. It might float just a little bit, but it's not going to come up like when you swallow. Some success tips before we start. Do it softly, just enough to maintain the adduction, the connection. Don't press into it too heavy. In other words, this is too much. Too much effort is going to close the vocal cords so hard, you're not going to be able to get up and make the transition into your head voice. That's the gallop. That's our first one. So imagine just a light brush stroke across the vocal cords. You don't want to pinch them hard. It's not productive. We're trying to get rid of these outer muscles and just let the vocal cords do the work. These three exercises are done on the 1.5 scale. So the same pitches as before. The first one is a gallop, 1.5 scale with a gallop. Ready, guys? Begin. Ladies. Begin. Next exercise, guys, is the same scale with triplets. Ready? Begin. Ladies, same exercise as before, same scale with triplets. Ready? Begin. Okay, guys, the last exercise in this series is the same thing we've been doing with the squeaky door, only it's a legato scale the whole way. In other words, so keep that little edgy going all the way through, up to the top and back down again. Don't let it go in the falsetto. Try not to activate that muscle under here. We want to separate those. Ready, guys? Begin. Ladies, the last exercise is the same scale with legato. Keep your thumb there and monitor it so that you don't activate the swallowing muscle. Ready? Begin. Mum. Why the sound? The sound is the sound of the voice at rest. If you pause in a casual conversation while thinking, you say, this is the sound of the voice at rest. Combined with an M before and after, and you have a very natural, relaxed word that also seems to encourage good vocal cord adduction, a low larynx, and a quick way to find your mixed voice. Now watch out when you're doing the exercise that you don't disconnect into a falsetto. When you're doing this exercise, on each of these scales, think downward into the scale. In other words, rather than saying and changing the vowel and thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to kill me. Think downward into it. If you have to help keep the chords together, if they want to come apart, put just a little bit of a cry. Only if you need it to keep the chords together. As soon as you're able to do that, then discontinue the cry. Think down on the scale and not up. In other words, ma, 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 ma. That's thinking up. Pretend like you're going down the stairs as you do the exercise. Five-tone scale first, guys. Same pitches as before. Ready? Begin. Now the ladies. Ready? Begin. Thank you. octave repeat, guys. Same pitches as before. Ma 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 ma. Ready, guys? Begin. Now the ladies, octave repeat, same pitches as before. Ready, ladies? Begin. Now the 1.5 scale. Same pitches, guys. Mum 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 mum. Ready, begin. Now the ladies, same pitches as before. Ma 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 ma. Ready, ladies? Begin. This completes the course, the Fast Track Vocal Type Exercises for the Flip Falsetto Vocal Type. I wish you all the success in the world.